Hi, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're on part 86 of how to have God's life living in you. And this will be program 188. If you'd like a copy of this program, if after you hear it you'd like a copy to show your friends and let them listen to, please specify if you want a CD or a tape, an audio tape. And Sharon, at the end of the program, will give you four different ways that you can receive it. We have some letters and some testimonials and some scriptures I'm sure you'll like, and a very powerful message that you won't want to miss, so don't change your radio dial. And if you want to order the program 188, please specify whether you want an audio tape, I'm just repeating it again, or a CD. Postage is paid, handling and postage is all paid, so you don't have to worry, there's no charge. If you need a Bible, if you haven't got the money to pay for it, we'll send it to you free of charge. And if you have, because we don't sell Bibles anyway, and the literature, the Messiah books, and if you belong to any church, it doesn't matter if you want to score the winning of souls, because the Lord tells us that, you know, I hear people on the air saying, there is no other sacrifice but Jesus. And that just isn't true. The Bible states that we have to offer our body as a living sacrifice, that we are, read that scripture, Sharon, come here and read that to them. Okay, and the Apostle Paul is saying this by the Holy Spirit. Go ahead, read it. Where is this located in our Bibles?
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
Romans chapter 12, verse 1. So I'll give you a couple of seconds here to look it up. I'm sure you have your Bibles there. I just pray that you do anyway. If you're seeking the truth, then you should have a Bible, because the Bible is the truth. And there's no other truth in the world. But when these false prophets say there is no other sacrifice other than Jesus, and that we don't have to do anything because Jesus did it all, that is one of the biggest lies out of the pit of hell. Okay, read this, please.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
Yeah, he's talking to the brothers, the saints. The brethren means the brothers and sisters that have been born again of the Spirit. Now, read it again.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body.
Now, I'm being merciful to you by the mercies of God. God is telling you this. That they don't believe people when they say only Jesus has to bear the cross. Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, you have to first deny yourself, then take up your cross too. There's a song, and then follow me. There's a song that says, should Jesus bear the cross alone? Should he do the work of God alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone. And there's a cross for me. In other words, I'm preaching on how to have God's life living in you. And the only way that God will live in you, if you become a living sacrifice to let Christ continue his incarnation in you, if you're going to get into heaven, you have to offer your body as a living sacrifice for the Lord God himself to live in, so that he can do his work in and through you. Because that means that you have to deny yourself. That's the first commandment that the Lord tells you after you're saved. Now that you're saved, now after the Spirit of God enters into your body, after you humble yourself and tell the Lord, yes, I admit I'm a sinner, and I'm sorry for having a sin, because my sins caused you to have to die to redeem me. Now, you didn't have to do that, but because you're a good God. You're a God that loves those of us here on earth that you created. You love especially the ones that receive you and receive the Word. You are the Word of God, Jesus. And so your Word says that you're not the only sacrifice. You're the first sacrifice. You're the first begotten of the dead, from the dead. But that we must offer our bodies as a living sacrifice for you to live in. We have to, if we're going to follow you into the kingdom of heaven, then we must deny ourselves. We have to leave our former life at the foot of the cross. We have to be baptized into the watery grave. We have to allow ourselves to be baptized into the watery grave and then come up by the Holy Spirit and leave the old ourselves, the old self, buried in the water. We become new creatures in Christ Jesus, and we must follow you by denying ourselves. We can't follow you, Father, unless we deny our life, all the diversities of life here on this earth, temporary life. If we want permanent life, we must leave everything, forget about all the distractions in this world, and focus on your Word, taking up the cross, which it's a cross because right now the government again, because I've uncovered them so much, is threatening to kill me. They painted me that I'm some kind of a polygamist, which I'm not. And that polygamists should be shot to death. They're saying on television that these different people that are polygamists, should they be shot? Should they become another Waco? And people are saying they have government people that acting as though they're the general public saying, yes, by all means, they should be shot. Well, then why, if we're going to believe the Word of God, it never says that in the Bible, but it does say that the homosexual is not worthy to live. The one that's saying that people that are, I'm talking about these Mormons that are polygamists, that they should be shot, that is a dirty, filthy lie, because there's no condemnation in the Bible for polygamists at all. As long as they're supporting their wives and children, they're not harming anybody, they're not trying to turn you or anybody else onto the same thing. It's biblical. The highest people in the Bible, including Moses, had three wives. And Moses, you Jews out there, they're still, polygamy is still okay. In Israel, and it's okay in Africa, it's okay in India, it's okay in China. More than 3/4 of the world population say it's okay because they know the Bible better than the people in the United States. The people in the United States don't receive the Bible the way it really is. There's no condemnation. It says no adulterer shall enter the kingdom of heaven. In other words, if I went out, or anybody went out and committed or took somebody else's wife and had sex with them, then that's condemned. Or fornication is condemned, but not in marriage. Okay, so you say, well, why are you saying these things? Because it's Bible, and I'm a Bible preacher. Okay, can't you evil people out there understand that I have been called by God to preach the entire Bible? I also say, if you want to be celibate, if you want to be a eunuch, you can go and be castrated and live that kind of a life. There's nothing wrong with it according to the Lord. But we must give ourselves as a living sacrifice to receive the whole Word of God. Because the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandments. Now, you do not have to... very few people are ever called to be polygamous. But God has called people to be polygamous. Such as David, he said, I gave you the daughters of Saul, and I gave you all the wives of Saul, King Saul. And I gave you the daughters of Judah and the daughters of Israel. And he said, why did you take this man's wife? You had all these wives, and if you would have asked for more, I would have given them to you. But there's people here in the United States, mainly, that think they're holier than God, that have no concept of the Bible. They're not Jews. I'm a Jew. We wrote the Bible. Don't you Gentiles be telling us what the Bible says. You're going according to these demonic, anti-Christ bastards in this world that say that it's wrong to be married. The Bible plainly states that this is the doctrine of devils, to forbid marriage. Now, I believe that most people, everybody in the world should have one wife. But if God commands you to have others, then you better do what God says rather than what man, this anti-Christ beast, anti-God Catholic, Roman Catholics tell you. Now, I'm not talking about the laity in the Catholic Church, because there's most of them that I know are very nice people, and they only are doing what they think is right. But they need to pick up their Bible and read the Bible, because God said that we must read the Bible and receive everything that comes from the mouth of the living God. Now, Sharon, read these scriptures here about being living sacrifices. Now, I'm not a preacher to preach polygamy, but everybody's making a big issue out of that today. I don't ever talk about that, but I see them, the world government and the media, building up the heat here, and then they're saying Tony Alamo is a polygamist. Prove it, you liars! You're liars! And they even started this new program that talks about big love, about the life of polygamists and how evil it is. Listen, I'll tell you one thing, how horrible that the people that live that kind of a life are. I know some polygamists, and they have a much better life. I know most of the people I know have horrible marriages, just being married one to another. That's it. Now, the Catholics, it's all right if you go out and commit adultery. The History Channel says that the first whorehouses were the Catholic churches. That the Mother Superior was the first madam. Now, that to them is all right, to commit adultery and fornication. But the Bible condemns that and condemns homosexuality. It condemns it in the Old and New Testament. Okay, read that scripture. Where is that at again?
Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Well, but what about these preachers that say there is no other sacrifice but Jesus? In other words, we don't have to consecrate ourselves unto the Lord, that Jesus did it all. Yes, he provided salvation for us all and healing for us all. And also, he provided everything for us if we believe the word of God. The Bible says, believe the word of God, the whole word of God, and thou shalt be saved. They say, no, it says Jesus. Jesus, the Bible says, is the word of God. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that means the word of God, and thou shalt be saved. If you doubt any of the word of God, then your soul is condemned to a burning hell. And don't be acting as though you're some kind of a pious person. It could be that you're pretty ugly and that you're jealous of the polygamists. Name some of the polygamists in the Bible. Gideon, who the Bible exalts very highly, in Moses. Gideon had 70 sons alone. 70 sons. He couldn't have had 70 sons if he had just one wife. I've never heard of one woman having 70 boys. Amen?
Amen.
And that's not even, doesn't even mention the daughters. All right? And mentioned other ones. David, Solomon, Abraham, yes, he had many wives. He had two wives. Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the name Israel. Israel had several wives. And who was his wives' names? Rachel and Leah and their handmaidens. Amen?
Amen.
That's where the 12 tribes of Israel come from. You think you know your Bible? You don't know your Bible out there. Okay? And God said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if the rule, he's laid down the rules right in the beginning. And there are others in the Bible. All you have to do is go to Hebrews, and you'll see all the great champions of the Lord. Most of them were all, they had many wives. Okay, now let's go continue. Read it again.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Wait a minute, I thought only Jesus was supposed to sacrifice his body. Didn't Paul sacrifice his body?
Yes.
Huh, well, he just focused on the Lord and didn't pay any attention to the world. Did he do that?
Yes.
And Peter?
Yes.
Didn't Paul have his head cut off?
Yes.
Didn't Jesus get crucified?
Yes.
Wasn't Paul a sacrifice to them?
Yes.
Did Peter believe that scripture that he should be sacrificed? He was crucified upside down. Amen?
Amen.
And the other apostles were martyred. They tried to boil John in oil. He didn't boil good. He didn't cook good. They didn't kill him. But he was killed for the gospel. He was sacrificed. And the Bible says that we, brethren, those of us that are saved, but you people out in the world are not saved. You're anti-Christ, anti-the Bible. This Da Vinci Code, you people, you heretics, love that. And I know that I'm a sacrifice for the Lord myself. I've been persecuted now for years. Before I ever even started, found that this was all right. And I realized that I'll lose a lot of listeners because you don't want to believe the Bible. And especially women, because they say, we're not going to share our inheritance with anybody else. Or you're preaching that our husbands should have. I am not preaching it. I'm preaching the Bible, that some people have been ordered by the Lord to have many wives because they need many helpmates because they have a big work to do. They may not have sex with them, but they're helpmates. If you look in the dictionary, you'll see that a wife is a housekeeper. Hmm? It doesn't say a sex partner, does it? No. All right, then go ahead. Read it again.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Then the next word, line.
And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Okay, this world says forbids you to be married. Don't do that. Don't think that you cannot be married. The Catholic cult says that their clergy cannot be married. They forbid marriage. This is the doctrine of devils. All right? Find that scripture that it's the doctrine of devils. All right? Because I want to read that. But keep going.
That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Okay, we have all these letters and everything. But I want to pray right now that God is going to anoint this service outwardly. The Lord does not feel that I am wrong. Father, you don't feel that I'm wrong for telling people what your word says. And Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the word of God, the gospel, the truth, which is the truth, the good news. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ because it's the power of God unto salvation. So salvation, the power of God is salvation, Father. I ask, Lord, I pray that all the saints in the world will unite and I know that most of the people in the world are stone broke, and they don't need, most people never need to be married to some of them can't even afford one wife and the children and everything. And it's a horrible thing for people to get married at all if they don't have enough money to support their wife and children. So therefore, there's many people that have found females to be totally unworthy to be a wife. And so they have not chosen a wife because they're not godly. A person that doesn't believe the Bible is ungodly because the Word of God is king. As a matter of fact, the Word, your Word, Father, is you. You are the Word. You, Jesus, are the Word of God. You, Holy Spirit, are the Word of God. You said that the words I speak are spirit and they are life if people receive them. Now, it's hard for people to receive the Word of God today, Father, because of the fact that the government and the media have deceived them to the point that they believe that your Word is terrible, awful. Even my Aunt Viola told me years ago to not read the Bible because it's filthy. Only read, Tony, only read the red letters of Jesus. But the Lord knows that He's speaking of a filthy world, and He tells us what is clean and what is not clean, what is sin and what is not sin. He said a fornicator that just goes out to whores, and Father, you said that a fornicator is one that just goes and has sex with women and gets them pregnant and leave them. But there's no condemnation to a man that has wives and supports them and their children. And to this very day, there's no way that anyone could win a Muslim to the Lord if they didn't acknowledge the scriptures about polygamy, because the Muslim believes in polygamy. I hate the Muslim religion, but at least they know that much Bible, and they know that the average Christian does not know the Bible. And that's why I see so many people being saved in Africa, is because they're receiving the Word of God when they hear it. They know better than to kill people. They know better to be fornicators now. They know better than to be adulteresses and adulterers now. And therefore, Father, I pray that you'll open the ears, the spiritual ears, so that people can hear what the Spirit of God saith unto the churches, the body of Christ, and that people will thereby go into the Word of God and just receive it as it is and not try to change it or to make themselves look holy by not marrying. Your Word says that to be married, be fruitful and multiply. And they're now taxing people, Father. They're taxing them even more than single people and homosexuals because they are married. This is a filthy, dirty, filthy, degenerate world, Father. And I pray that you open their spiritual eyes and their mind and their spiritual understanding and let them receive the Word, the Holy Word, the Holy Spirit of God, which is the Word of God, into their minds and their hearts and souls, that their corrupt minds will be completely cleansed, and that they will be able to receive your Word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray that they can be saved, that they can be born again of the Spirit, that they can be resurrected from their dead lives, and that the church will be strengthened to preach the gospel to every nation. There's a billion Muslims. They say, how can we win them if we don't know the Word of God? How can we? Because they know the Word of God. Some of them know that part of the Word of God better, Father, than the people, the demonic people that call themselves Christians. in this world in the United States of America. Lord, I ask that you strengthen the church and that souls are saved from this message. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, now come and read the scriptures here about how that it's satanic. It's the doctrines of devils to not marry. And boy, am I going to get persecution from the government for this one. Because they hate marriage. They love homosexuality. Man with man. And I don't see the people that call themselves prophets condemning homosexuality as the Word of God does. Okay, go ahead and read it.
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith.
Okay, that's today. The people in America have departed from the faith. If you mention the things to them that I'm saying, I've got the fear of the Lord, and that's why I'm preaching the truth. I could care less if I get slaughtered for the truth, but I don't want to stand before God being ashamed of His Word. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ because it is the power to be saved, the power of God to salvation, okay? Mm-hmm. To receive salvation. If you reject the Word of God, it's impossible for you to be saved. You have to know that God is right and all the people in this world are wrong.
Amen.
Okay, go ahead.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
That's what this is seducing spirits. They want to, if you preach the gospel, they want everybody to believe that that's evil so that they're justified in murdering you like they did the people at Waco. You can hear them on the satanic news media saying, well, if these Mormons or anybody for that matter that has received something from the Lord, that they should be polygamous, that should be just go and kill them, just murder them because of their choice. Shouldn't we murder the homosexuals? Oh, no. No, because the government people, a lot of them are homosexuals too. Okay? It's all right to be a pervert like them. But they built up into the minds of the people in this world that normality is evil and perversion is good. You filthy bunch of evil people. You're so filthy. You don't receive the Word of God and you never will, and you're not going to be saved, and you're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. The listenership of my radio program and the listenership of the our website is like skyrocketing right now. It's skyrocketing. And souls are being saved because I can show you in the Bible where the things that I'm saying are absolutely God. And I can show you where the things that the people in the world are saying are absolutely the devil. Now you have to make a choice whether you're going to receive the things of God or you're going to receive the world. Which the Bible says, love not the world, because all that is in the world is lust. The people that I know that are polygamous, I mean, they've got their nose to the grindstone, man. They have to work, they have to support their children, and their wives have problems, and they have to go to them and comfort them and their children. They have to play with them, and they have to take care of them. They have to provide, not only physically, spiritually, and monetarily. I would say probably 99% of the people in the world don't even support their wives or the illicit affairs that they have. And they abort children. And the government has made it a law that that's a thing to do. Why? Because the evil people of the world want to be able to murder children. And they're now murdering people that are sick. They think it's the merciful thing to do. But God says, no murderer shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Look at this woman that they murdered when she was alert because she had a deformity in her brain. You people are the ones that have deformed brains. Should God have you murdered because you think the opposite of the Bible. God says you're going to spend eternity in the lake of fire and hell. And so, why not let's just murder you now? I mean, you know, if I thought that way, or the way you think, then you would be murdered. If the Word of God was the law of the land right now, you people that have aborted all these children would be in prison for the rest of your life. Or you would go to the gas chamber, or you'd be given lethal doses of whatever serum it is that they put in the needle to put people to death. Okay, continue reading the scripture, and then repeat again where it's at.
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1.
Now, this is Bible. I'm not teaching you government garbage, Satanism. The Son of Sam belonged to the Process Church of the Final Judgment. All your major top government people belong to the Process Church of the Final Judgment. They asked me when I was in a courtroom. They said they made up a story that I wasn't paying taxes, because I am uncovering them. Now, the only recourse they have, because they know I'm telling the truth, they have no bad truth to tell about me. All they do is say, he's preaching this or that, we don't like that. He's preaching against homosexuality. Did you know if you preach against homosexuality, that they have the right to take, you know, if you have a church, and if you have a tax-exempt status, they take your tax-exempt status away. They took my tax-exempt status away for the Tony and Susan Alamo Christian Foundation because I'm against the Antichrist. I'm against Satan. They're against God. They're against Christ. They're Antichrist. But I'm against Satan. Does that make you hate me? Am I your enemy because I tell you the truth? You're in a lot of trouble if you die tonight and stand before the judgment bar of God whenever the breath goes out of your rotten bodies. Your vile bodies. The Apostle Paul calls the human body a vile body because it's decaying every minute. Did you know you're decaying every second of your life? That soon, if not already, you'll be ugly and old and wrinkled and gray. And then you're going to go out and meet the Lord. And then you're going to be sorry if you haven't received the Word of God. Now finish this verse here.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith.
This is the latter times. Then what?
Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy.
That's either lying about the Word of God. They're saying that the Word of God is evil, and that the government, that the Antichrist is true. You wicked bunch of, you know, there's not words strong enough to depict what you are. You evil, evil people. Okay, read.
Having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry.
See, forbidding to marry. That's doctrines of devils. Amen?
Amen.
When God is saying, marry, be fruitful and multiply. How can you be fruitful and multiply if you're a faggot?
Amen.
Huh? A faggot with faggots. And I don't like you faggots because I don't want you teaching my children to be perverts like you. I can't see anything that is at all stimulating or fascinating to me about another man. I'm a man. And that really vexes a lot of you homosexuals out there, doesn't it, that are in government. The fags are out to kill me. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, what else?
Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth.
Right, you take these people in India, and my message goes to India, they think those cows over there are their grandmother reincarnated. And they're starving to death, and they won't eat that meat. Amen?
Amen.
So, that is it, grandmother. That's beef. Amen?
Amen.
If I was over there, I'd club over what they call grandma over the head if I was hungry, and I'd eat it. Amen?
Amen.
Or grandpa. People are so, they're so demented. Gone. The Bible says there's a big fire coming. Amen?
Amen.
That the middle of this earth is burning with an inferno. It's like a volcano, and that's what's causing all the earthquakes in the world today. Amen?
Amen.
And it's the same thing as if you were walking by somebody's house, and you saw this stinking house burning down. It's engulfed in flames, and you try to get close to it to find out, if you can see anything through one of the windows. And you go in there, and you see through the window that there's a baby in a crib. And the flames are coming around, and then you look a little bit further to the right, and you see a woman in there fixing her hair and putting on lipstick and rouge, and here the whole house is inflamed with fire. And then she's putting on earrings, and her baby's, the flame is getting close to her baby, and the baby's almost dead from smoke inhalation. What do you call it? Smoke inhalation? Okay. And she's still brushing her hair and brushing her hair and just brushing her hair and putting on makeup, eyebrows, or she's putting some Maybelline on or whatever they put on her, and some rouge on her face and everything. And the baby is crying and gasping for air. And she's still just putting on lipstick and rouge and putting hair curlers in her hair. And what would you say about a woman like that? That she's demented?
Yes.
What would you say about a person like that? That she's nuts?
Yes.
That she's gone mentally?
Yes.
Because her baby's about ready to be burned up. And this nutcase doesn't know that she's about ready to be burned up too. And that's what the people of the world are doing. They're just, going to health spas, working out. I'm not against working out because, remember, I ran the world's largest chain of health spas, the American Health Studio, Silhouette Figure Form, along with Ray Wilson, Charlie Tartella, Bob Del Monte, Herb Calhoun, and others. I'm not against that, but that's the whole thing. They're just like eating walnuts, macadamia nuts, peanuts and things like this. What kind of a nut are you? A macadamia nut? A walnut? A peanut? Or nut and honey? What are you doing now that the world is just about ready to explode? To be touched off? Be burnt up? Are you brushing your hair? Your lovely hairs? Or those of you that don't have hair, are you rubbing your bald head, scratching it, crimping, putting on eyebrow makeup, rouge? What are you doing to occupy your time here on earth when the Bible says these are the latter times, going to universities, and you're sitting on a tinderbox ready to just blow up? You half-wits. Receive the gospel and live, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's simple to do. And that's commanded by God to do. Amen?
Amen.
And go ahead and get married. And you faggots, you say that you were born that way, that means that you need to be born again then, of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
All you perverts out there, and receive the gospel into your hearts and souls so your soul can be saved. All right, let's go. Let's start reading some of these letters. Because some people really love the truth, There's a lot of people that are writing me and they say, man, we've never heard the gospel on this wise. Because the other preachers, they don't have a gut on their body or are in their body. They're afraid of the beast. the United Council of Churches and the media. They don't want their wretched reputation, what they think, ruined. Listen, I'm not trying to build up my reputation. I'm telling you what God says. God is the one that I don't want to ruin his reputation by preaching the false doctrine that these people are preaching. That there is not to be any other sacrifice but Jesus. Jesus sacrificed himself to show us what we must do. Amen?
Amen.
And I swear to God, I swear before the Almighty God that I'm telling you the truth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's read, where's the first letter from?
From Milton Keynes, United Kingdom.
Okay, wherever that is. I've lived in England before, but London. Okay, we're going to go ahead and read it.
Thank you, Pastor Lomo, for your wonderful broadcasts. We all sit around my little shortwave radio and listen. Sometimes the signal is bad and we can't hear too good. It's wonderful to connect with you and your ministry. It gives us strength and hope despite Satan's attempt to destroy the real gospel message. Signed, John from Coneboro, Milton Keynes, United Kingdom.
Okay, next.
Next letter's from Laverne, Tennessee. Dear Tony, thanks for the literature and t-shirts. I hope everything is going great for you and your family. Your tapes are very strong, and I'm afraid some crazy person might harm you or your family.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't this my brother, Ricky?
Yes.
Okay, restart again, because you've got to say, hey, here's one from your brother, Tony. My brother, Richard, who lives in Nashville or one of the subsidiaries of Nashville, Tennessee. Okay, read it again.
Dear Tony, thanks for the literature and t-shirts. I hope everything is going great for you and your family. Your tapes are very strong, and I'm afraid some crazy person might harm you or your family.
Yeah, because there's so many demon-possessed people in this world today that starve people to death in hospitals and are combing their hair while the world's going to hell. Amen?
Amen.
Even Don King, you know, he doesn't pay much attention to his hair. I'm doing a new jacket for him right now. The one that he wears on TV all the time that I did for him is, I guess, getting worn out. He wants me to do two or three more. He told me, Tony, I'd like you to do two or three more jackets for me. It's only you know how. So, you know, I've shown the people in the world that I know more than they do in the clothing industry. Yeah, we go to the clothing shows, and all the people were at our booth buying, and there was 1,000 other people, 1,000 other booths that said, if he's going to be in this in these magic shows and boutique shows, we don't want to come anymore. And the people that ran the boutique and magic shows said, Tony, we're going to have to ask you to leave because we can't afford to have you here because everyone is jealous of you. So I've shown the entire record industry that I'm smarter than they are. I'm the one that came up with the 20 original hits. I'm the one that showed them that I'm the smartest in the clothing industry, in the promotional industry, and I'm showing the people in this world that I'm the smartest when it comes to the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Okay, to the Word of God. And I'm the best in the promotional field. I did the promotion for Sonny and Cher and many other promotions that I've done. And just to show the people of the world, you guys don't know what you're doing, pal. All right, you don't know what's happening. All right, so listen to me, okay? Now, I gave up all that years ago, 42 years ago, to preach the gospel. And that's where I'm coming from, all right? And when I study something, I'm a perfectionist. I know the Word of God. I know God as well. Not just the Word, but I know the Lord. You better listen, okay? Go ahead.
I love you so much, and I don't want you hurt or even killed. The things you say are right. The Pope, through the presidents, has given this country away to our former enemies. Like Mexico, nobody remembers the Alamo. We let people take over this country from Vietnam, Germany, Japan, and every other country we have had a war with. It was nice talking to you a few days ago. I would like to talk to you more. I'm at home most of the time. Your brother, Rick, from Laverne, Tennessee.
Okay, the next, I'm with you, bro. It's nice to hear you talking. Okay, what else?
Next one's from Kabul, Uganda, Africa. Mm-hmm. Dear radio program evangelist Tony Alamo Ministries, I am very much deeply overjoyed to write you this letter. I am a servant of God in my home district, and I was glad to come in contact with people who have the same need as mine. I had never heard of Radio East Africa until now, but I am very glad indeed to receive your radio messages, very dear and rich in God's Word. I hope this is the beginning to know each other. More is ahead. Truly yours, Kasembo, from Kabul, Uganda, Africa.
Okay, next.
Next is from Zimbabwe, Africa. Sir, Madam, I am a family woman of 37 and live in the city of Zimbabwe. A couple of weeks ago, I came across your program on a radio station called Radio Africa 2. Your message has aroused in me an interest into the Christian religion. So please, if you can send me a copy of the Bible for personal study, yours faithfully, Sabelo from Kwikwi, Zimbabwe, Africa.
Okay, never heard of this, but there's one else.
Then from Accra, Ghana, Africa. Dear Tony Alamo, greetings in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As a regular listener to your program on Radio Africa, I am very thankful for the work you do to win the world for Christ. I personally know that the messages have stirred my heart and that of others. My focus now is to reach the unreached, and due to this, I please want you to send me the materials suitable for evangelism, some Bibles, books, and tapes. May God continue to bless and increase your ministry as you are doing everything possible to preach the whole word to the whole world. Hope to hear from you soon. Yours in Him, our Lord, Twum from Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Yeah, well, see, I don't preach on polygamy at all. But when I see the government coming out that they're going to kill people because they're polygamous, that's just ridiculous. I mean, I have to speak out. And so they'll even label me more as a polygamist just because I'm standing on the Word of God. And, they're really trying to kill people right now, these Antichrist government, just for knowing the truth of God. Well, I pray, Father God, that you will... You said that we're supposed to love you and hate Satan. I hate Satan, Father, and I hate what they're doing to people, and I hate that they can kill people. They said, is it going to be another Waco? Oh, yes, it's going to be another Waco. That gives them the license to go kill little babies, little children, and their mothers and dads. You dirty, filthy, stinking devil, you. You filthy, filthy, rotten, filthy devil. I mean, I preach to you, and the more I preach, the worse you get. May God send your souls where they belong. And let every fire of hell, if you don't repent, let the fires of the lake of fire burn you forever. Okay, then keep going.
Next
in the name of Jesus, I ask it. In the mighty name of the Almighty God, who told us what to do and what not to do. In the last days they shall make that which is good evil. That's exactly what they're doing. And that which is evil, good. While we're doing this, Sharon, look up that scripture. Okay, and then what?
Next letter is from Kampala, Uganda. Dear radio program sponsor, as a person who has been listening to this rescuing voice of God, I was totally glad to receive your new voices, very powerful and full of praises to God through His Son, Jesus. I greet you very warmly in the name of Jesus our Lord.
We praise God by exalting His Word. Amen. And tearing down all the strongholds of these evil rulers of darkness in Jesus' name. Okay? Then what?
I pray to God without ceasing that He may help you and myself, that we continue in this fellowship of walking in the light, so that we both may not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. I am yours, Mrs. Claire, from Kampala, Uganda, Africa.
If you do if you are keeping the Word of God, you're not at all complying to the lusts of the flesh. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
The next letter.
Whatever God says is lawful, is lawful. All right? Mm-hmm. Not all things are expedient. No, everybody, it doesn't matter to me whether people are celibate or if they're single or they're married to just one woman, that's fine, okay?
Amen.
Or whatever. But if it's of the Lord, then I have nothing to say about it. Okay, then what else?
The next letter's from Maru, Kenya, East Africa. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. I am blessed with your great messages and feel they still uplift as they did some time ago. I trust that you will continue to spread Christianity for many months to come and that God will continue to strengthen you in mind and spirit. Please send me some Christian cassettes to strengthen my faith. I am yours in Christ, Diana, from Meru, Kenya, East Africa.
And then what?
Next one's from Johannesburg, South Africa. Dear Evangelist Tony Alamo, may I greet you in the name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the name that made the blind to see. Firstly, I would like to thank you for the word that you share with us here in South Africa. My name is Gome. I am a young person who is growing in the Lord. Would you please send me some literature for me to expand my knowledge in his love? Christ is coming very soon, and every eye shall see him in the clouds of heaven. Let us keep hoping that when he appears in the sky, we shall meet him. May you continue doing the work of the Lord till he comes. Yours in Christ, Gome, from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, Sharon, come on, let's read some Bible. Okay, give us the scripture there. Which scripture is that again?
Woe unto them that call evil good.
Yeah, woe unto them that call evil good. And that's what the world, the Bible says, woe, woe, woe to you inhabitants of the earth, because Satan has come down and he has deceived you people. And woe because God's going to pour out his wrath on you people because you believed a lie. You're deceived. The whole world is deceived. Read it.
Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil.
And that's what they're doing, is calling God evil, the word of God evil. Then what? Woe to you people. Then what?
That put darkness for light and light for darkness. That put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That's Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20.
Okay, so now let's go into the message here, as if we didn't have a message already. Okay.
If our consecration has love as its motive...
Okay, now consecration means that we have to consecrate ourselves to the Lord. That means sacrifice ourselves unto the work of the Lord. Because the Lord showed us what we are supposed to do so far as working his works, and we're to let him, we're to die out and to leave our former life and let him live out his life in and through us. That means consecration or sacrificing yourself unto the Lord. Because he sacrificed his life for us, we're to sacrifice our life to him, because that's our reasonable duty. You have to focus on him and get your eyes off the world and all the diversions in this world. Then what?
Even if our feelings have been touched by the love of God, the constraint or the great pouring out of living waters, the Holy Spirit of this love will cause us to consecrate ourselves willingly, happily to God.
Consecrate or sacrifice ourselves happily and willingly to God. Okay? Yes, we do have to sacrifice ourselves, and we do have to continue in the work. We're going to be judged by the works that we do for the Lord or that we don't do. If you don't do work for the Lord, you're going to be in the lake of fire. Okay, then what?
This kind of consecration will then be sweet and intense.
Yeah, this kind of consecration or this kind of sacrifice will be sweet. Because if you sacrifice your life unto the Lord, well, then everything that the Bible promises is yours. And if you don't, everything that God promises for those that don't do what he says is yours also. And that's a horrible life, horrible disease, horrible everything. And then in the end, in eternity, in the lake of fire. Oh, you got wound up because I see the news media building up heat behind something that is godly. Not every polygamous marriage is godly. Not every monogamous marriage is godly either. The divorce rate is incredible. Probably 70 to 90% of the people getting married today divorced. And they committed murder by aborting their children. You scum. Scum buckets. Well, I see my time is up. I hate to leave it on the note that you people out there are scum buckets, so read one more line.
There's also a realization of a husband and a wife in marriage. The point that I'm trying to make is that if it rests solely on the reason of the right of ownership, it will be difficult for their life to be harmonious and sweet.
So we don't say, well, I own my wife. We don't do that. We have to love her, so that she knows that she's loved. Okay? And you see it down south. That's my wife, and I own her, and she'll do what I say. That is not love, okay? Well, I see my time is up. And I want to continue with this tomorrow. And I pray that you'll tune in. And, give your heart to the Lord. And you do that right now by saying this prayer. Say to the Lord, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. I know because your word, which is our guide into eternal life, and our only guide into eternal life, says so. You said in your word that everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. And I thank you for expressing through Pastor Alama the way, the truth, and the life, which is the Word of God, which is Jesus." All right, Sharon, show them. Now just praise and thank the Lord, and just continue doing so, and read the Word so that you'll know what I'm saying is truthful. Now, go ahead and tell them four ways on how to receive this message.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
You know, the Word of God is very controversial in this day and age. And because of the fact I love the Word of God so much that I preach only it, I'm very controversial. But, it's definitely the people of the Lord, the supernatural people of God, are definitely different than the world. You have to make a choice to leave this horrible world of death, hell, and the grave, and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And you have to continue on in serving Him, or you'll be lost. All right, well, make sure you tune in tomorrow, because you're going to hear things that will probably make you angry. If you get angry at the Word of God, He's going to be angry at you, because His Word is Himself. And if you hate God, you're not going to win any battle with Him. He'll destroy you, and I'm warning you that he will. Okay, tomorrow is part 87. Until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you, and praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.